after four. So that's African time. It's a beautiful Friday morning here in KZN in Durban. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, today is the 16th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, which is also the 11th of November, 2022. Well, my beloved Ustad is with me this morning. Well, he's in Johannesburg, I'm here in Durban. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 16th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 88 to 90. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us that you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, addressed people and humanity. Qul, you say to them, Man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay, that in whose hands, in whose control, in whose power is the kingdom, is the sovereignty of everything. To who does everything belong to? Can me and you say it belongs to us, to the governments, to any organization? We all come and then we go. So who does it belong to ultimately? Everything in the universe belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the exclusive Creator. Wahuwa yujir, He gives protection. We all are concerned about safety and security, but He alone gives you protection. وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ, and no one is protected against Him. Whenever He, Almighty Allah, wants to punish a nation, He wants to punish America with a hurricane or tsunami, He wants to punish the rogue apartheid regime of Israel with a terrorist government, He wants to punish the Saudis with the Murtad bin Shaitan, so whatsoever, so nobody got guarantee that he'll be protected against Him. Whenever Almighty Allah wants to unleash His punishment, His chastisement, He will do so. In kuntum ta'alamun, only if you knew. So everything ultimately is solely, exclusively in the hands of Almighty Allah. So when you pose this question to humanity, the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars, everything, to who does it belong to? Sayaquluna lillah. Surely soon they will say, it belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah. So when you accept that much then, that death will come even to the atheist who says it doesn't believe in Almighty Allah, but he knows he has to die. So Allah is posing the question, Qul, ask them, فَأَنَّا تُسْحَرُونَ. So where are you being misled? Where are you going to? Why are you going and believing in somebody else? How can you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? So Jesus was born, you say. Jesus died, Jesus was buried. So who was running the world at that time? Have you got no common sense? How can you make God Almighty Allah a racist and you say that you are the chosen people and everybody else is Goyim and Gentile and second class, third class, fourth class people? So it shows the only salvation of humanity lies in Islam and not in anything else. So Almighty Allah states, Bal, nay, we ataynahum bilhaq. We have brought the truth to them, to the people, and the truth has come. The Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, which was, which is, which will always be, the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa innahum lakadhibun. And surely they are the biggest liars. You see the word inna, certainly. Then kadhibun means liars. But before kadhibun there's a lam, which means definitely, surely they are the biggest liars. So we look at the world today, 8 billion people, more than 6 billion people deceived by their politicians, by their media, by their whims, fancies and desires, and therefore they go astray. Come back to your constitution, O human being, and that is the noble Quran. This Quran Sharif was hearted by hundreds of Sahaba and companions, male and female, during the lifetime of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was written already in the time of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but not on paper only. Whatever they could find, there was a paucity of paper at that time, so they would write on hood, on leather, whatever they could find. And then in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, the entire Quran Sharif was written, remember, on paper. Therefore it was called Mushaf. And in the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh, it was written already, but the script was then the Quraysh script. So that are the things that developed, that was as time progressed. So the Quran Sharif is the only book from time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because there were people who were by hearting it and memorizing it. If you ask the Christians, where is your Bible? That they have so many different versions of it, the virgins will get confused. If you ask the Jews, where is your Torah? So they can't produce a single one. So they always will use the term anti-Semite when you corner them. So that is where we stand. So we challenge humanity. You bring a book that has stood the test of time, and there's no divine scripture and book beside the noble Quran. Let's take you for a trip around the world. Biden, Commander-in-Chief, he is totally confused, and just like Bush before him, whose fuses are blown. I think night time they see Iraq in their dream. They see Saddam Hussein in their dream. So yesterday Biden is giving a speech. He says the Russians pulled out from certain parts of Ukraine. But he's supposed to say Ukraine. He said they pulled out from Fallujah. Fallujah is where? In Iraq. Can you imagine such crooked people? They don't even know what they speak. Bush, George Bush, the war criminal, was reading from a script, and he spoke about Ukraine, and then he said Iraq. Then he said, no, I'm old now, I'm 75 years old. Disgrace to them, remember. The Jutlas in Germany are addressing their brethren. This is the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, who are a cursed people by Almighty Allah, and not a chosen people. They telling their people in Germany, leave Germany, go to Israel. Germany is anti-Semite. There are too many Muslims here. There are too many people against us. So that is how Allah Ta'ala curses them. Iran, we have big problems with Iran regarding their belief structure. But we are 100% with Iran. You must prepare yourself to the teeth. So what they did, Iran has prepared hypersonic weapons. And remember, they are prepared to use it against anybody. Now the problem we have with Iran is they are Shias, and Shias are not Muslim. And second one is this, if you know Iran, there's a province called Zahidan. Zahidan, you must remember, are people like me and you, Sunnis. They're in a minority, obviously. So now the Iranian regime, remember, is a dictatorship there as well. So they say that these people in Zahidan are just flies, meaning we don't bother about them, and we can eliminate them, marginalize them whenever we want to. Now look at these haramis. You know, there's no other term to use for them. Absolute haramis, absolute murtads, absolute apostates, and traitors to Islam, the government, the Emirates, UAE. Now if you know anything of UAE, they have small fiefdoms, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, like that. So in Arabic you say Abu Dhabi. So they have Ra'sul Khaymah. In Ra'sul Khaymah, they're building the biggest casino in the Middle East, bigger than Las Vegas and so forth, and they consider that to be a great sign of progress. Boot licking of the Israelis and Americans and so forth. How they must be laughing at them. These are the people who build temples, and they bring the cow and all that, and they worship them. The Hindu does it, we can understand. They are idol worshippers. But you with Muslim name, and you do all this, remember, you go out of the fold of Islam, and you're a disgrace to Islam. You see, now in America, there's a big problem, KFC. So KFC, they said that KFC, C stands for cheese. Then they use one word. They used to use, again, the Jutlas, the Jews, and the Israelis. So a big uproar there in America. So they use certain words, KFCs, and a Nazi term. So the Jews were upset, and then KFC had to apologize. See, I told you, what Quran says, always will be true. Allah will punish you. May yasumuhum ila yawm al-qiyamati su'al azab. Till the day of justice, you will be punished. See Allah punishing you. Sometime in America, sometime in Germany, sometime in Palestine, sometime in occupied Palestine. So therefore we say loudly and boldly that one settler, one bullet will settle all issues. Now look at the terrorist government of Israel, the right-wing government. Now, if you know Israeli politics, they had a harami. So he was a rabbi. So Rabbi Kahama, Maya, whatever his name, Kahana. And they banned this party. Israel said is a terrorist party. But yesterday, they were commemorating him. So this harami, Itamar Ben-Gvir, 100% terrorist. The Israeli government charged him on terrorism. He says, no, that we don't have to expel all the Arabs. We'll expel some of them only. And why? Those who are terrorists. Are you making me laugh? So you are the biggest terrorist, you harami. You are the one who sing the praises of Baruch Goldstein, who murdered my brothers there in Hebron, 29 of them whilst they were reading Salat. You are the one who say that we must kick out and expel the Arabs and so forth. And now you're going to get a ministerial post. It will be an embarrassment for Israel. Therefore, you backtrack a bit. Do you think we are a bunch of idiots or what? You are haramis, you jutlas who are there in Israel. And you promote terrorism against, remember, the Palestinians. You steal their land. You steal their olive orchards and gardens. You steal our mosque and so forth. So many things you have done in the past 70 years plus. And you want to come tell me about peace. Therefore, you Israelis, Jutlas, if you want to do a world a favor, they used to say, there's Ben-Gvir and them, that these Palestinians are a cancer. No, they are not a cancer. Israel is a cancer. And the earlier the whole Israel gets dismantled, the better for humanity. You see, cryptocurrency has fallen, and now you see the world is shaking. So the day will come in our lifetime, inshallah, that the state of Israel will will be no more, inshallah. That is our dua, our supplication, when you have such shaitans. So now the Haret say, maybe the time has come for civil disobedience, what we did here in Gauteng. So you see the government, they put e-tolls. We told them, go fly a kite, we're not going to pay. So majority didn't pay, some of us paid, but others didn't pay. So you Israelis, you have to stand up against your right-wing terrorist government. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Majidul Aqsa and Palestine from these apartheid thugs and terrorists and Nazi regime. Today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Muhammad Aku of Darulum, Newcastle, with Mona Zaid Khan, 11:05. We will link up with Makkah, South African time. Today is Sheikh Usama Khayyat. And then between 1:30 and 2, inshallah, there will be tafsir. And the khutbah, I will be in Rainbow Masjid. So that will be live, inshallah, on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ji.
Ji. Ustad, we've got our good friend Gideon. He says that morning AK, so how long, AK, would it take NATO to finish Russia in an all-out war? This is Gideon Ustad.
Brother Gideon, you're just wasting my time now. So you must remember, every day you ask the same question. First day you ask, must we turn right? Second day you ask the question, must we not turn left? And so forth. So I told you, nobody can give a time frame. So you must remember, and you seeing a dream that America and NATO and all will win. Do you know inflation in Europe, in many countries, is in double digits? So when you have such inflation, you don't have gas, you don't have oil, and all that there, and your winter is coming. So what's going to happen? So the people, half of them will not afford food, they will not afford the gas and all these things here. So that is Putin's master plan, that we will freeze them to death, and therefore we say Putin will be victorious. And remember, the West, America, Israel, NATO can try what to do.
Somebody says here, Ustaz, one of the listeners is a Muslim, is working in a circus permissible as a clown. Ustaz, anonymous.
Only clowns. We got enough clowns in Parliament. See, I tell you what the clowns in Parliament did. Listen now carefully, you South Africans. So in the past 5 years, listen carefully. What the clowns did already in South Africa. In the past 5 years, they took loans from other countries, 1.8 trillion rand. 1.8 trillion rand. And now you must add the compounded interest on that. By the time this government finishes paying, it will be over 2 trillion rand that they owe various governments. So what you call that? You say clowns running the country. So we don't need more clowns. We got enough clowns and trapeze artists. Absolutely haram for Muslims to go and participate in the circus and go and watch it and so forth. So in Islam, definitely unacceptable.
We've got Sister Fiona. She says good morning to the Radio Ansar listeners. And she says, Ustaz, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to ride on a camel. But how come Muslims, they eat the camel meat? Don't you think you all should respect the camel? Fiona, Ustaz.
My sister Fiona, you must study Islam holistically, not selectively. Go back to the Prophet, peace be upon him. He, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would ride the camel. He, the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would eat the camel meat and consume it as well. And therefore, the master, alayhi salatu salam, taught us that when you eat the camel meat, then it is better, not compulsory, but better that you make wudu after that, then you make ablution. Why? Because this camel is a very, very proud animal. So when you eat the camel meat, it will make you proud and arrogant as well. So therefore, when you make wudu, then you bring back that humility. Now you, my sister Fiona, go to the noble Quran and see what Almighty Allah speaks about these animals. Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verse 72. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا We subjugated them. لَهُمْ For them, for people. So we subjugated these animals for the consumption, betterment of any of human beings. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ Some of them you ride. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ And some of them you eat. So you must remember, according to us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that you can eat the camel meat and you can ride it. You can ride the horse, and to consume horse meat, according to the fatwa of the four schools, is totally permissible. So remember that some animals we ride and we consume, and that is the verdict of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslims, according to all four schools of jurisprudence. So that is where we stand, my sister Fiona. Don't confuse issues and don't blow your fuses.
Ustad, I don't know where Brother Logan got this news from. He says that we heard the people in Afghanistan, they are starving of hunger. Don't you think that they should turn to America for help? Logan, Ustad.
You don't know America, the amount of people who are unemployed is increasing every day. America, the elite are enjoying themselves. And if you go to America, you will find people sleeping in the streets also now. So there is a lot of propaganda against Afghanistan and so forth. So the people who went to Afghanistan and came back, they say that is nothing like that. And even if it is, it will be 1% or 2% or maximum 5%. But the media will promote it as though it is 80-90%, which is an absolute lie. So why will they always promote Afghanistan in a negative light, my brother Logan? Because they said you Haramis, whole lot come. So Britain came and they got such a threshing, not once, twice, but thrice. Therefore, Macmillan said in the 60s, 62, 63, that the first law of politics, never invade Afghanistan. Thrice the British were defeated, humiliated. Then the Russians came in 79. After 11 years or so, they had to pack up and go, and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Then America said, no, we are too frightened to go in alone, so let us make a coalition. And they made a coalition of 48 countries. My brothers, my children, my sisters of Afghanistan, the Mujahideen said, come, we will take you on with our sandals. We will take you on without one plane. And lo and behold, they defeated and humiliated 48 countries. And remember, they had to leave $2 billion worth of arms, ammunition there as booty and spoils of war for the Mujahideen and our army there in Afghanistan, originally known as Khurasan. Afghanistan's name changed from Khurasan to Afghanistan 277 years ago by Shah Ahmad Abdali. So you, my brother Logan, don't follow the herd mentality. They made you fools already. They told all you, take the Pfizer, take the Moderna. On one buttocks, take this one. On your other buttocks, take that one. On one arm, take this. Didn't they make you all fools? So remember, don't be a fool again. Remember this. Afghanistan is building ties with Russia, building ties with China, building ties with Pakistan and Iran and so forth. So they are moving along, and they told the West, you go to hell. We don't need you, and you want to come again, we're ready for you. So they are a nation of Mujahideen. They'll fight till the death, remember that. So Trump had to admit it was the worst defeat in the history of America, the defeat and humiliation there in Afghanistan.
Subhanallah. I see a listener says, is it permissible, Ustad, to reply to salam from a ghair mahram, Ustad?
Remember that if a non-Muslim greets you, assalamu alaikum, any non-Muslim, then you must just say wa alaik. You don't reply the complete one. If a strange Muslim, you are walking a lady, and this male walks there, and now you must remember he says assalamu alaikum. You alone, he's alone. So you, the female, you should not reply, because we will say he's trying to test you out. That in this way there, that are you going to talk to him? Does he want to start a conversation? Maybe he's got hidden agenda, sinister motives, and so forth. So in those cases where there is possibility of fitna and greater problems, so you don't reply. But I'm coming to deliver a lecture, and now there are men and women, like on the radio, so there are men and women listening. So what we say? Assalamu alaikum. I'm a stranger to you, but there's no problem of fitna and so forth. So then in those cases, it will be totally permissible. So that is what you must look at. Where there is scope of fitna, mischief making and so forth, then you don't reply at all.
Somebody says here, Ustaz, that I am a grandfather of 87 years old. Last week, I lost all my children in a car accident. I am only left with my grandchildren. I am not well, Mufti Sahib, and my time will soon expire as well. I am the only family these kids have. Make dua they stay on Iman when I'm gone, Ustaz.
Allah Jalla Wala, those family members who passed away with Iman, Islam, Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. If they passed away in an accident, they are shuhada, they are martyrs. You, O Dada, O Nana, O Grandfather, you must teach your grandchildren, remember the following dua. The following supplication, Surah chapter 14, verse 41. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. O beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So that is what you must do. Remember this, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will take me, you, all of us with Iman, and your children, grandchildren will remain also on Iman, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Ustaz, Sister Olivia, she wants to know that y'all Muslims, y'all take Friday as a sacred day. Why is this so and not on Sunday? Olivia, Ustaz.
Remember, my sister, we are always the best. So Friday, the Muslims' greatest day of the week. Saturday, the Sabbath for the Jutlas and the Jews. And Sunday, remember, for the Christians. So who is first? The Muslims. Why is Friday so great? So yesterday I had students and I was teaching them from the noble Quran. What is Jumu'ah? What is Friday? Write down, make a note, my sister Olivia, or otherwise send us a message, 071-888-1184, and we'll forward to you today's program and every day's program. We will include you in the group, inshallah, 071-888-1184. So write all this down or make mental notes. Chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, that the chapter dedicated to Friday. So there's no other chapter in the Noble Quran that a chapter is dedicated to a specific day. 114 chapters in the Noble Quran, 6,236 verses. This is the same Quran which the Prophet, peace be upon him, would read. No addition, no omission. And you must remember that it comprises 11 verses. Second, the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, highlighting the virtues of Jumu'ah, fihi khuliqa Adam. You see, 6 days, Almighty Allah created the universe, Saturday to Thursday. And Friday, the masterpiece was created, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. وَفِيهِ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ. On a Friday he passed away. وَفِيهِ أُهُبِتَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. On a Friday he was transferred from Jannah, paradise, to this earth. Allah wanted to show him that this is your place. Who so would tell people and humanity, because you are the spiritual father, Ya Bani Adam, O progeny and children of Adam, that this is Jannah. Just suppress your desires and then there will be eternal success. prayers. And wafihi taqumu sa'a. On a Friday, the day of justice, the day of judgment will occur. Wafihi sa'atun mustajaba. And du'as are accepted on a Friday, especially between Asr and Maghrib. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, you will find this. So Friday for us as Muslims, my sister Olivia, is Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. So that is why we attach so much importance to it.
We thought of a very good friend, Fredericks. He says, I don't know how true is this, he says that, do you know, AK, that there was a deal that went sour with America and India. Do you think this is true? Fredericks, Ustad.
Everybody looks at their own. You must remember, benefit. Expediency is the name of the game as far as politics go. So America regime tried to put, remember, pressure on the Modi regime that you must condemn Russia and so forth, and for the invasion of Ukraine. They said, go fly a kite. We're going to improve and increase our oil and all that buying from them. So today, remember that after China, the people who buy the most oil and so forth from Russia, first is China, and then number two is India. So obviously, the Biden administration, the Americans are fed up, so now you are stabbing us in the back. So what India is doing is very good. We have big problems with India regarding their treatment of Muslims in Kashmir and other parts, but on where they are right, we will say they are right. We will agree with India 100%. You tell America go fly a kite, that we will do what is in our interest. So America, like small babies, they want to bully everybody, and when they don't come right, then they will threaten you. Okay, we will do this, we will do that. Today is an open market. Remember, I can buy from where I want to. You go fly a kite, go to hell. So that is the approach the Muslim country is supposed to take. But the Muslim countries, you know, majority of the rulers, the Arab countries, are not even Muslim. They got Muslim name, but they're not Muslim. And Muslim countries themselves as well. See, the G20 summit is going to take place in Indonesia. And Putin told them, go fly a kite. Me, I don't attend it. So when you show your toughness, your independence, then you get respect. Now you look at the Arabs, you look at the Muslims, bootlickers, you must remember, of America and Israel. So last question, and then we will have to go, inshallah.
Ustaz, somebody wants to know, are Muslims allowed to go to public pools? Ustaz?
Permissible. You must remember what you're going to see there. You're going to see bikinis and stikinis and lot of things. You don't know South Africa has become a nation of what? That they open, they are fire brigades. You must remember that. They just open everywhere. They are seeing. You must remember that. And then you find that they're busy. You must remember. So not permissible. In Islam, we got haya, we got shame and modesty. You go in the public pool, children naked, women naked, men naked, so almal naked, kal, you understand? So remember, it's haram that in Islam, not permissible. 8:30 to 9, interview with Mufti Muhammad Aku and Mawaz Zahid. 11 o'clock, 5 past 11, we go to Makkah, Sheikh Osama Khayyat, and thereafter, I will be going to the Rainbow Masjid here in Lens, and it will be live on Markaz Sahaba. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.